Test 68, Section 2, Question 5. Here we're looking for something that will justify the application of a principle. And one of the things that we're looking for with these types of questions is basically something that will make it so that the if portions of the principle are completely met. Now, the principle says, a law whose purpose is to protect wild animal populations should not be enforced against those whose actions do not threaten wild animal populations. So if the purpose of the law is to protect animal populations, then it shouldn't be enforced against people whose actions don't threaten them. So now we look at the application. Even though there is a law against capturing wild snakes, which was enacted to protect wild snake populations, snake charmers who violate this law should not be prosecuted. All right, so the conclusion is snake charmers should not be prosecuted. Now, the evidence is there is a law against capturing wild snakes, which was enacted to protect wild snake populations. So, what we have to have, if we are going to say that this principle should apply here, the if portion of the principle, so the thing that's saying is it should not be enforced if your actions don't threaten wild animal populations. Now, what we don't have yet in the application is that the snake charmers do not threaten wild animal populations. So if we want this principle to apply, we need to have that portion. So, A, since there are relatively few snake charmers, and they each capture relatively few snakes per year, snake charmers have a minimal effect on wild populations. Well, it's minimal effect, but let's see what else we get. So this is a good example of one where I said, maybe. It's possible this is right, but I wish it had said don't have an effect. B, many attempts to prosecute snake charmers have failed because they lacked adequate knowledge of the procedures. That doesn't really matter. We need something that says they're not a threat to animal populations, wild animal. Very few, if any, snake charmers are aware that there is a law. We don't really care whether they're aware. It's whether or not they are a threat. Snake populations are much less threatened by populations of several than the populations of several other species. Well, we don't really care about other species. Snake charmers capture wild snakes only because they believe they would be unable to earn a living otherwise. We don't care about their reasons why. And so our best answer is A. It's the one that most justifies the application because it's saying they have minimal effect on wild populations. That's close to saying they're not a threat to wild populations. And therefore, A is our best answer.